this is Meredith Eisenberg with SyllabusHacker.com, and welcome back to the Email Marketing Challenge, Episode 4. Today, we are going to talk about the age-old question of autoresponders versus broadcast emails. You're getting ready to send an email, and you sort of need to decide whether you're going to send it immediately to your audience or whether you're going to add it to an autoresponder so people get it as part of a sequence. And you'll be happy to learn that there are even times when you kind of want to do it both ways. So we're going to look at this and figure out how to make the decision and work through some scenarios for each one. So to make sure that we're on the same page before I go trolloping off and talking about emails, a broadcast email is a message that goes out to your entire list of subscribers at the same time. So let's say you have 2,000 people on your list, you send a broadcast message, every single one of those people will get the email in their inbox. With an autoresponder, people will receive the message depending on when they signed up for the list. And so the big advantage here is that when someone new signs up next week, he'll eventually get that autoresponder message, but they might miss the broadcast email. And so basically, autoresponder messages are great ways of banking your time and effort so that all of your subscribers get all of your messages eventually. But there are some cases when you absolutely know that you need to send stuff out as a broadcast. And so one of those times is you're coming across a great offer, but there's a time limit. And so you definitely need to send that. If there's only 2 days left to sign up for this thing, you definitely want to send out the broadcast email and tell people that there are only 2 days left to sign up. It doesn't help if they get it 6 months from now and the offer has already expired. Obviously, when you're promoting a webinar or an event, you're going to send that as a broadcast email. Or if you're talking about really anything time sensitive. So you're mentioning a holiday, you're doing a Black Friday special, you're doing something for Christmas, anything like that, that would definitely be broadcast email. Also, if you're sending a weekly newsletter, you're going to send that as a broadcast rather than sending that in your autoresponder. But if the content you're sharing is evergreen, it really makes sense to include it as part of an autoresponder sequence. Over time, it will get more exposure as your list grows. And of course, there are specific emails that you write for your autoresponder from the start, like your welcome email or a series of messages designed to introduce yourself to your readers and start building that rapport that's so important. And quick check, did you guys go back and review your welcome email? Like we asked to do a couple days ago. If you haven't done that yet, I really encourage you to go ahead and do that because it's important. With the rest of the evergreen content, it's really up to you. A great strategy is to send out email messages first as a broadcast so you can get real-time reactions from your readership, maybe tweak things a little bit, and then take the emails that perform well and add them to your autoresponder sequence. Some of your readers will see the email again, but I trust you. And they won't remember that they saw it the first time, especially if you change the subject line. You're good to go there. And of course, anyone new on your list will see it eventually. It's a great way to repurpose your email content and to make sure that you are getting the most from each email message that you write. Another time that you might want to actually just put stuff in your autoresponder is if you have pillar products or services that you use and recommend all the time. So, for example, we use ActiveCampaign. We're ActiveCampaign certified consultants. We definitely should have some ActiveCampaign specific messages in our autoresponder because we're always promoting that. The same thing goes with ThriveCart and ThriveThemes. We're always talking about those things. And so it would make sense to make sure that our list gets information about them every couple of months, whether we remember to do it or not. So, I find that people tend to either overdo it on the autoresponders or they tend to overdo it on the broadcast emails. You should use a little bit of both. And you should also find a way to pull people out of an autoresponder sequence when you're doing a big launch or you're doing something that is very broadcast email intensive so that people aren't getting multiple, multiple, multiple emails at the same time. So we're going to talk about that later in the challenge. And if you need help with that, check out our coaching program, solobizhacker.com/listgrow, and we can have a little bit of an email conversation about your marketing plan and which messages would be better for evergreen and which messages would be better for broadcast. So that is it for today. Your homework is to send me a couple examples of emails that would be good broadcast emails and send me a couple of examples of a few things that you're going to put in your autoresponder, and we can talk about those. So if you're in the coaching program, go ahead and send reply and reply to me directly. Otherwise, you can post it in our Facebook group at facebook.com/solobizhackers. And I will see you guys all tomorrow. Hey everyone, this is Meredith Eisenberg with Solo Biz Bites. And I am here with today's installment of our email marketing series. And today we are talking about how often you should mail and then how you can change that frequency over time. And so, but before we get into that, I wanted to let you know that there was a very affordable, personalized coaching option that goes with this season's podcast. You can get personal feedback as you work your way through all of these different episodes and lessons. And you can check that out at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. So let's talk about how often you should mail. So the first thing to know is that you can change how often you mail over time. Just because you're currently only mailing twice a month doesn't mean that you're stuck with that forever. And so you can increase the frequency without getting all of your readers to unsubscribe if you follow what I'm going to outline in today's lesson. So take a minute to listen and then start thinking about how you would like to change up your mailing schedule to mail in the future. So one of the most frequent questions that I get asked is how often should people email to their list? And the answer is probably a lot more than you think. But of course, that depends on a number of factors. How much information can you share that's helpful and useful to your audience? What do your readers expect from you? And to an extent, it also depends on the big players in your niche and how often they're emailing. So if the majority of people in your underwater basket weaving niche send a weekly newsletter, that's probably a good place to start. But if people are emailing daily, you may want to consider emailing every other day or daily also, just so that your name ends up with their names in their email at about the same frequency. Now, I said that, you know, that is a place to start. You're definitely not stuck with any particular format and schedule. Email frequently is something that you can try and adjust over time. So some of it's trial and error, and really it just depends on your audience. Some audiences like shorter, more frequent emails, and others don't mind a longer email, but they only want to hear from you once a week. And so it's all about experimentation and finding out what works best for your tribe. So mailing frequency is also something that you can deliberately change. It's really all about setting and meeting expectations. So if you get your readers used to one or two emails from you a month, that's what they'll expect. And they'll resist when you suddenly change to email marketing daily or several times a day. But if emailing more frequently is a goal or something that you want to test out, start slow. Go from two emails a month to four, and then email every Tuesday and throw in an occasional additional email some weeks, and just keep increasing your frequency over time, allowing your readers to get used to the new schedule before increasing again until you find something that you're comfortable with that brings you results with minimal unsubscribes from your audience. Now, keep in mind also that if you aren't emailing enough, people tend to forget about you, and your unsubscribe rate could actually be higher than if you email all the time. So you need to email enough to stay top of mind of your audience so that they keep seeing your name repetitively, even if they're not opening your emails, just seeing you there
you're kind of claiming your space in their email box. So then you also want to keep track of the time and effort it takes to create the emails and weigh it against the income you're making. Sometimes it's worth writing a daily email to your list. With other sites and lists, the sweet point of effort versus financial return is maybe once a week with an occasional ramp up during limited promotions. So it just depends on your audience and how often they're thinking about the topic that you're emailing them about too. If you do something very seasonal, maybe you'll email more during gardening season if you're a gardening expert. If you're into marketing, people are thinking about marketing and their business all the time, so you can afford to email more often. Start by coming up with a schedule that works for you. Set expectations with your readers from the start. Tell them how often they can expect to hear from you in the welcome email that goes out as soon as they sign up. Then, as you map out your mailing schedule and start writing emails, hint at what's coming. Tell them to look for another email from you on Friday about a fresh tip or a special offer they don't want to miss. So I'll leave you today with this. There's money in your list, and email marketing can make up a big chunk of your online business income. But chances are that emailing once or twice a month isn't really going to get you the financial return that you'd like. Most successful marketers email several times a week, and a lot of them are emailing every single day. If you would like me to review your email marketing schedule, the way to do that is through our companion coaching program, which personally leads you through this, and you get feedback on each lesson, and it's very affordable. If you want to check that out, go to solobizhacker.com/listgrow.